No matter what it looks like, we don't fight alone.
FM 90.3 WJTL, it's John Reddick, Don't Fight Alone. Before that, we had to celebrate birthdays. Bill Gaither is turning 88 today. We celebrated with a Gaither Vocal Band tune, Passing the Faith Along. And Evie's birthday today, she's turning 67. What other song should we play other than Come On, Ring Those Bells? I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good morning to you, Liam and Fred, with you at 7:05.
The Story of Jesus. It's a dramatized presentation of the life, teachings, death, and resurrection of Jesus based on the Gospel of Luke. You can be sure to stick around with us tomorrow for special music of remembrance and celebration for Easter afterwards. That's happening tomorrow. Tune in, 2 p.m.
Today, our very special guest is the founder and president of Nannies Nighties. Angie Kreider is with us. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, Fred.
So wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
First thing you said when you walked in is you've been listening since, what, 2000?
Yeah, 2000.
Like, finally, we meet.
Finally.
After 24 years. Well, it's great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Hello to all my friends out there, my church, Community Bible Church in Marietta, and just my coworkers probably listening this morning, so...
And Nannies Nighties, if you had to tell somebody in 15 seconds what you do, what is it that you do?
We distribute nightgowns to ladies in long-term care facilities who have no financial resources or family maybe to take care of them.
So, yeah, I love it. And it all started because of your mom. Tell us about that.
Yeah, my mom was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's at a young age. And we sat down as a family, come up with a care plan, and that was for her to remain at home. So that's what we did, and that's, obviously, through the course of her disease, it got worse, and we'd had a hospice service come in, and they would tell us of ladies who didn't have nightgowns would sleep in hospital gowns, and kind of just triggered an idea, something we put on the back burner for a long time, but eventually it came to fruition. So
yeah,
that's kind of how it started.
So your mom passed away, and a friend sent you a card. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a friend. She would send cards throughout the entire journey. It was a long journey, 12 years. So she would just send little encouraging notes. And she sent one with the scripture of Proverbs 11:25, a generous man will prosper. Those who refresh others will one day be refreshed.
Yeah.
And that to me was, it just kind of stuck like, I could do something to refresh others, but also be refreshed in... being a caregiver is a hard job, so I knew we'd need something after to focus on, because caring for someone is a 24-hour focus.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, Nanny was Nanny. Your mom. Is that what the grandkids called her?
Yeah, all the grandkids and great-grandkids called her Nanny, so Nanny's Nighties is named after her.
I love that. So, it's a way, really, for you also to share her memory with others.
Exactly. Yeah. My mom was very generous, very giving. So it's just, it's a reflection of her in our giving. So
I love that. So in 2021 was your first time that you went out. How many nighties did you take out?
In December, we thought Christmas, we better do something. Mom loved Christmas, and we gave out 53 nightgowns that year.
Wow. Amazing.
And then we continued, and we deliver in April because that was her birthday. So we do something in April.
Yeah.
And then again at Christmas time. So we try to hit a facility twice throughout the year in honor of her birthday and then at Christmas time.
So 50 that first year. How about this past year? How many 90s did you take out?
533.
Oh my goodness.
And you said your basement is set up like a store.
Because, it looks like a warehouse.
So you make a whole bag of goodies that you give out with the 90s.
Yeah.
What all do you put in there?
We give out a nightgown, of course, socks, and then we give out a personal care kit.
Yeah.
In that kit is hand lotion, toothpaste, lip balm, nail files, tissues, things of that in some facilities are considered luxuries.
Yeah. And so where all do you go? Like how many different homes do you go out to?
We visit homes in Lancaster, York, Dauphin County so far. The home must accept Medicaid. So we're dealing with those who are living on, if you're in a facility on Medicaid, you might get an allowance of about $45 a month.
Okay.
So we're visiting those facilities.
So it's folks that otherwise wouldn't have that.
Folks that wouldn't have, maybe don't have family to care for them.
Right.
That kind of thing. So
wow, that's amazing. Any stories come to mind when you've delivered these of how God used it to impact lives?
Yes. We had a gentleman had a gentleman this past Christmas. We were at a facility in Harrisburg, and he, we were in the dementia unit and delivering. They were all around a table, and we delivered to all the ladies. And a little while later, I hear my dad. I'm in a room talking with another resident, and I hear my dad saying, "Oh no, no," he's, you know, with this gentleman, and I'm like, "What is going on out there?" So I come out, and I'm like, "What's going on, Dad?" And he's like, "This man wants to give me money for his night for the nightgown you gave his wife," and I'm like, "I'm sorry, sir. We don't take donations. Like,
right.
It's, you know, we do, but I wasn't going to take a donation from him."
From him, right, right.
And he's like, "No, no, I want you to have this. It's the last $14 I have, but I want you to have it because you have made my wife's day. She smiled for the first time in a long time."
Oh, wow.
And I was like, you know, the thought came to my mind of the woman Jesus poured the expensive perfume at his feet. And I thought, this man is like giving us all he has. Yeah. Because we came and gave his wife a gift, just a little smile. Yeah. So that's, you know, those are the kind of things you hear. It's, yeah, it's so encouraging.
If folks want more information or to follow with you to see what you do, they can visit you online.
Yes, we have a website, nannies90s.org. We're also on Facebook. I have a Facebook group. You can visit us there.
Yeah.
So yeah, lots of ways to connect.
Check it out, nannies90s.org, or go to Facebook and type in nannies90s. We'll talk more with Angie on the way. Coming up, also, we have that twin spin for Easter on the way. Jeremy Campbell. We'll kick that off next.